Blog Talk Radio.
Account so you can mingle and effectively network with us.
the BTR community, and especially so you can come into the chat room and share a fun convo, because honestly, we have so much fun in the chat room. Not in the chat room yet, but it's definitely open. But again, I cannot thank you enough for your feedback, your love, your continued support. Doing my best to improve the quality and the delivery of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And just again, thank you so much. There was protection. And I'll play the song in its entirety before the end of broadcast by Dread Days. And it's been more than a year since the guys visited us, but we stay in constant contact with one another. And so they will be appearing on the show in the near future. This week I will be booking and confirming, guests and all that good stuff. So I'll be contacting some of you or following up with many of you. And those of you that are interested in being guests or guest co-hosts, please don't hesitate to contact me. All the information is on the profile right here at blogtalkradio.com. And that's blogtalkradio.com/CultureShockInc. KULTURESHOKENT. But when you log on, you still see Culture Shock Inc. blank space bed. You know, I like to get my name on it. So I might not say my name enough, and those new listening to the show might wonder, well, what's her name? But again, thank you so much. A big shout out to Nicholas Snow, Snowbiz Now, Ebony Empress. I missed her morning broadcast this morning, but I'll check it out after this show, at least portions of it. Also, I want to shout out 360 Relationships, Dollhouse Radio. I need to catch up on some of her broadcasts. And check her music out at ReverbNation.com. And speaking of ReverbNation.com, Draft, the artist that I play the song I Am Me, native of New Orleans and based in Marrero, Louisiana. He just sent me some new music, so you all can visit his page also at ReverbNation.com also, okay? But again, thank you for tuning in. Also sending condolences out to Bruno Mars regarding the recent passing of his mother, who had a heart attack on Friday. And this source is coming. Well, I had seen breaking news and received breaking news from Deadline and Hollywood Life, but Dr. Funkenberry.com has an article written regarding Bruno Mars' mother's passing from an aneurysm. She had an heart attack on Friday and passed away from a brain aneurysm. And, you know, I talk about brain aneurysms with you all pretty often. So sending condolences to Bruno Mars and fellow fans and supporters like me that care about what happens. And also to the loved ones of Jean Stapleton also, sending condolences to her family and fellow fans and friends and cohorts of hers also. Archie! So thank you so much, and God bless, and congratulations also to Kanye West and Kimberly K. Now the secret's out of the bag that Kim is having a girl. But I already figured she was having a girl, and I'm sure many of you who love the Kardashians, and some of you that don't love the Kardashians, I pretty much figured it out that she was having a girl. I might be wrong. I believe that's what Catherine, wife of Prince William, I believe she's having a girl also. Jessica Simpson, I believe she's having a boy. Now, these are my predictions, but I honestly felt that Kim was having a girl. And then when I seen the invite to her baby shower a few weeks back, and a ballerina was on the invite, I was like, a girl. That's confirmation right there. She's having a girl. Now, if she had had a ballerina and a male ballet dancer, then I would have wondered, like, wow. You know, but when she hit the little ballerina on the invite, I was like, that's confirming right there that she's having a girl. Hey, general elections are being held nationwide tomorrow on June the 4th. You know, here we having a mayoral election in the city of Jackson, Mississippi. Chokwe Lumumba, Democrat, will be competing against three independents, Cornelius Gregg, Francis P. Smith, Jr., Richard C. Williams, Jr. And so I know I'm not putting the race card in, but I know some of you are probably saying, those of you that don't really know any of those gentlemen, you might want to know what their race are. And I'm not playing the race card, but I know people like to know. Cornelius Graves is an African-American. Francis P. Smith is an African-American. And Richard C. Williams is a Caucasian male. I'm just putting it out there. But keep up with us. And another note, Congress Denny G. Thompson, many of you know of him, and those of you that's into politics and not into politics, you all know Congressman Denny G. Thompson. He is endorsing Chokwe Lumumba. And here's some interesting information, those of you that want to know a little bit more about Lumumba. You all know I've been talking about Lumumba running for mayor for the past year. He was the city council person of the ward that I reside in Ward 2. And I've known him for a minute. And, matter of fact, I repeat this over and over again, Tupac and I met at one of his events at Tougaloo College back in 93. But this is, and also he was attorney. He was Tupac's attorney also for some of his some of the cases that Tupac had against him at the time of Tupac's death. On June 4th, let's finish the race. This is coming from his push card. Vote for the candidate you know. Jackson needs a proven leader to move Jackson forward. Chokwe Lumumba is the leader with a plan for success. You know that for over 40 years, Chokwe Lumumba has been an agent for change in Mississippi. You know that Chokwe Lumumba is an honest, fair leader who has worked tirelessly to improve the lives of you and your family. You know you can trust Chokwe Lumumba to do the right thing for Jackson. You know Chokwe Lumumba is the man of his word. Lumumba's action plan, Safe Street, Safe City, to hire a strong chief of police of extensive experience and leadership skills. So, current police chief is Chief Coleman, who's been doing a great job. But, you know, with every administration, there's always, like, you know, there's more often, 99% of the time, a new administration hires a new chief of police. There's probably going to be some, you know, some changes and all that. Hire a strong chief of police with extensive experience and leadership skills. Expand police force to provide a safe environment for all citizens. To focus on crimes against individuals and property, to ensure fairness in the police department, establish youth programs such as Urban Youth Corps, job skill training, etc. And then another part of his action plan is education excellence, educated youth. Institute more community input into selection of school board members to create additional vocational skills training programs. Evaluate curriculum with superintendent of education and board. And then, this is another one that I know is very important in all communities. All of these are important in all communities. Economic development, economic empowerment, to repair and improve the infrastructure. The infrastructure is the foundation of all communities, the private sector, the public sectors, and most definitely the business communities, right? Create business retention program, expand urban renewal zones. I just chumped down my breath. It's right before airtime. Create co-ops and green industry. Quality of life is next. Quality of life, quality of the future. Part of his action plan is to work with healthcare providers to create a healthy living campaign, to utilize churches and social organizations to involve the community in the healthy living campaign. That's most definitely important. And, you know, you all know that's important, being the capital of Jackson, Mississippi. Mississippi is always at the top of the totem pole when it comes to the highest obesity rates in the country, right? Name cultural affairs director to promote and develop musical heritage programs. So remember, on June the 4th, let's finish the race. Vote for Chokwe Lumumba, mayor of Jackson. So that is what it reads on his push card. And it says that the race is not over. Go to the polls on June 4th and make your vote count. June 4th is the general election, and you will elect the next mayor of Jackson. Exercise your right to vote and make sure that the best candidate is elected. Go to the polls on June 4th and vote for Chokwe Lumumba. And those that need rides to the polls, I exercised and walked myself to the poll a couple weeks ago. Call 601-981-9220 or 601-353-5566. Monday, June 3rd, that's today, before noon, on June 4th. Yeah. Okay, June 3rd or before noon on June 4th. If you need a ride to the polls to vote, call 601-981-9220. that's at the campaign headquarters, and 601-353-5566. Today on Monday, June the 3rd, and before noon on tomorrow on General Election Day, okay? That's some info for those of you voting in the city of Jackson, Mississippi. And also receive information from my fellow Republican friends, email and newsletters from Joe Nosa and head of Mississippi Republican Party. So we have a lot of Republican elections going on also, you can imagine, throughout the entire state. And so it's local elections are very important to the Mississippi Republican Party and generally the GOP and all, and Democrat Party too, I know. But I'm spreading the word. You can visit MississippiGOP.org, and the headquarters is located in downtown Jackson on Yazoo Street across from Smith Park and diagonally across from Galloway Church also. But again, thank you for listening. Have more information to share. Have some information from the Neighborhood Norwood Homeowners Association also. But let me go ahead and share that now. Keep Jackson Beautiful's Great American Cleanup, and that's going on everywhere, right? It's National Cleanup Time, and it's brought to you by Norwood Homeowners Association. So contact your local association to get information, and I guess you can visit the Keep Jackson Beautiful website also and the national website. But it reads, Keep Jacksonville Beautiful invites all Jacksonians to join its national cleanup event. Nationwide, Americans will be cleaning up their yards and doing something extra to make each street look its best. They would have been there, done that. I mean, I just checked that off. I had to soak yesterday like it was nobody did. I love cleaning up yard work and this. I have been exercising, finishing up on some yard work. I have some more to do. But it's important. It's an ongoing thing, too. And some associations have contests also with Yard of the Month. And I know the Yard of the Month contest in this neighborhood begins on July 1st. But let me continue on because this is a national cleanup event, so you just contact your respective local organizations to get the info. They will be cleaning up litter, painting, planting flowers, edging curbs, cleaning gutters, and trimming trees. For the Norwood Homeowners Association, volunteer registration begins at 8 a.m. Meet at Forest Avenue and Kirkland Drive to register and pick up supplies. Refreshments will be provided. For information, contact the president, Billy Gooch, and his number is 601-366-2694. You may leave Lord's debris in the vacant lot at Kirkland Drive and Forest Avenue for pickup. This event qualifies all students, volunteers for community service hours also. You can also contact Keep Jackson Beautiful because you might want information generally for your neighborhood. And the number is 601-366-4842. The email is keepjack, K-E-E-P-J-A-C-K, at bellsouth.net. And the City of Jackson Solid Waste Division is the division that you should also contact, 601-960-1193. I just wanted to put that in right quick. I received a wealth of information from Rosetta Harris, my friend with the SBA, the United States Small Business Administration, here at the Mississippi District Office. She's a lender relations specialist, so she has sent me a wealth of information to share with you all regarding events hosted and presented by the SBA. And there's a webinar going on, those of you that are listening nationwide. There's a webinar happening on Wednesday, so I need to get that info to you. And you all can email Ms. Rosetta at Rosetta, rosetta.harris@sba.gov also. And I surprisingly received a, you know, I went to this a workshop hosted by Alice Stoltz, also SBA, at the district office last week, and I surprisingly received my certificate for attending the all-day workshop regarding federal contracting. So thank you and a big shout-out to all of those that also participated in that event and the host of this special guest speaker also. But, again, I don't want to keep on, like, rambling on. So I'm going to go ahead and play some more music and play a couple PSAs. But again, thank you for your support. Remember, this is Motivating Monday. If I'm easy to restore it. And I'm going to the chat room also. If my music is stored, I might have to continue on rambling until my music is able to play. On Wednesday, Matters of the Heart, we'll be talking about how do you know he or she is the ultimate one? So I've already started sharing articles regarding that topic throughout my social media pages. So how do you know he or she is the one? Or how did you know that your current partner, current spouse, current love interest, current love of your life, how did you know that that person is the one, if that person is the one, you know? But sometimes some people are the one right now, but how did you know? How did you know? Like the couple that called last Monday on Memorial Day, you know, they all obviously talked about how they are each other's yin and yang. They didn't say yin and yang, but it's the vibe that I get from what they share with us about how. Because I like when the wife said, I married him, not his family. You know, so sometimes the family or friends can tell you somebody's the one, but that person might not be the one. So how do you know, or how did you know that person was the one? So that's what the topic would be about on Wednesday, Matters of the Heart. You know, that show is recommended for those ages 18 and over because of the nature of the discussion, adult growth talk, you know. So I'm working on getting my sound right. So I will be a talking mother. I know, I can't believe I just said that. I was going to say talking mama. I got offended one time. Somebody kept calling me mama. I was like, what are you saying they're calling me mama for? I'm not saying mama. I won't say got offended, but it irked me. Oh, let's see. I'm waiting for the music to start. Because I really want to set up for what we're talking about, this spring cleaning, get everything situated, because I have all this info. And I did mention last week that I was spotlighting small business owners, entrepreneurs, business professionals. So speaking of the SBA, about a couple of months ago when I went to the loan clinic that Rosetta Harris hosted, where Michael Harris spoke, was a guest speaker, I was so surprised to see a person that I had not seen in ages, and that was a friend of mine that worked with me when I was assistant manager at DJ's Fashion Center for Men, Merry-Go-Round. I worked for Merry-Go-Round in the as a teenager in the 80s and then also in the early 90s. And so my friend Maestro, Mac Lean, who, when we talked at this loan clinic, he and his public relations person said that they would like to be a guest on the show in the near future. And many of you, I mean, I just love his business. I love his business idea, his business concept. The business seems to be really doing good. And I am talking about my friend, a graduate of Jackson Public Schools, also Forest Hills, and I think his sister, she teaches at Forest Hills now also. But Michael McLean and his chief public relations officer name is Mary Bernice Barnes. So they will be guests in the very near future. But the name of his business is MyUSALoads.com. And it's an online business. and it assists truck drivers on pretty much on training, on just how to run their business smoothly. So MyUSALoads.com. You can also visit www.getloaded.com. But his card reads MyUSALoads.com. We keep your wheels turning in the right direction. And also it says, interested in building a retirement, dedicated pay versus dedicated runs. Are you ready to earn income 24/7? And, well, why aren't you? No experience required, no driving required, free training. And they help truck drivers online get, wow, they explained to me how you could visit online and see areas, really find out what, especially when you own your own truck, it's on the website where jobs are. And you pretty much contact the jobs and then go from there. So I can't wait to have Maestro McLean and his public relations officer on as guests to talk about this business. I mean, I asked him. I said, "Have you been? I didn't know if he had become a trucker and stopped, but this was a vision. The way he talked, this was a vision that came up on him, and is definitely meeting a need. And those of you that are in the trucking industry and own your own trucks, then you know what I am talking about. Visit his website immediately, and you will see, okay? But again, Maestro McLean, his public relations person, is Mary Bernice Barnes, and they will be guests. Look forward to them being guests in the near future, because they're going to talk about this amazing online trucking business. So that's the business that I'm spotlighting on today, okay? MyUSALoads.com, and you can also visit GetLoaded.com. And something that he shares on the back of his card is a few U.S. trucking industry statistics. $255.5 billion in annual revenue. 280,000 trailers are sold per year. 53.9 billion gallons of fuel are consumed yearly. 671 billion in merchandise is shipped yearly. $21.4 billion in road usage and taxes are paid every year. 432.9 billion miles are driven on U.S. highways, 139.3 by Class 8 tractor trailers. 15.5 million trucks and 2 million tractor trailers are on the road. 8.9 million trucking employees. Wow, including 3.5 million truck drivers. 500,000 trucking companies operate in the U.S. And the statistics were compiled by the truckinfo.net. And it says on the back of his card, there's plenty more room for your business, too. MyUSALoads.com helps our members become financially independent in the transportation industry. Let us help you, help your business. Call us today at 1-888-434-4877. Tell them Beth sent you too from Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, okay? But again, looking forward to my friend Maestro McLean and his Chief Public Relations Officer, Mary Bernice Barnes, to be guests real soon to discuss MyUSALoads.com. So you ought to check that out, because I was just stunned by what he and Miss Mary Bernice were sharing with me. That is just an amazing vision, and we know that that's a billion-dollar industry, and what would we do without our trucking industry, without the transports of all those, that's a vital part of our life. We don't really think about that, do we? But it is. But again, check them out, and that would be great. And for some reason, my chat room door is not opening. But shout out to my friends in the chat room, because I know they're in the chat room. I see what's happening with my chat room, too. So I'm working on getting this rectified right quick. I see what's happening, so it shouldn't take long for me to get this back situated. For some reason it popped offline or something. So it won't take long. I was about to get on my internet on my touch, T-Mobile, to my touch. Shout out to T-Mobile. Thank you again for tuning in. Listening live to Motivating Monday. Oh, remember Father says not far away also. The retailers would not let us forget anyway, right? Those of you that are interested in volunteering also for the Mississippi GOP, contact jd@msgop.org, okay? And also the address of the Mississippi GOP headquarters is 415 Yazoo Street, downtown Jackson, like I said before, across from Smith Park and diagonally across from Galloway Church. Working on getting back in my studio. Just speaking with J.D. Griffin, who handles the volunteers with the Mississippi GOP. Okay, back in stride. Back in business. Something that happened with the internet. Excuse me. I thought I had the studio up, but it's almost there. I have a lot to talk about, so I do not like being put behind, and you all don't have time to waste either. But thank you for your patience. Okay, I'm in the studio on my MyTouch T-Mobile. Thank you, T-Mobile. Perfect backup. excuse me. So I'm finally back in the studio. And hopefully I can get in my chat room also from my T-Mobile phone. So I'm going to continue playing the song that I started the show with. But some of you have not heard it in its entirety. And it's from one of my favorite reggae groups based in L.A. We'll be returning to the Shock Entertainment Reports in the near future. Follow them on Twitter at Dread Days and like their fan page also at Dread Days. And visit their YouTube channel. They have awesome videos there, even video also of protection. So here's Dread Days, and then we'll continue the show regarding talking about spring cleaning and other hot subject matters. Because this is a day to motivate, right?
Protection, guidance and direction.
Protection. Make the right selection. That's the newest jam by Dread Day.
I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling in my pride is the one to blame. Yeah. Cause yeah. I know I don't understand. Just how you're looking, doing no one else.
Almost 10 years old, but that was when Jay-Z and Beyonce was a new couple, and I can never get enough of that song right there because I liked both of them. And then when it was rumors out that, well, I think we knew then that they were a couple, but we still didn't know how it was going to go, and now we see. And I hear this weekend that Beyonce has showed pictures trying to prove to people that she's not expecting their second child, not yet, but you know, we're all looking forward to that day when they do announce that they will be having a second child, right? But I guess, you know, she's torn. And I know she was on the invite list also to attend Kim K's baby shower. But she's so busy, torn. And it was something odd. Have you seen the stories regarding Angelina Jolie? She looks great, her first appearance. After her major surgery. And I love what Brad Pitt said. He said that, it would be good if the type of surgery that she had was available to everybody. You know, this preventive type of surgery. But she looked great, like always. I mean, she looked better than she have looked any other time. Really, she looked wonderful. Was in good spirits. I can't wait to see Brad's new film myself. But again, thank you for tuning in and got everything back on track right now. So hopefully it'll stay on track so we can talk about what we need to talk about. Remember, rock your vote. If you have to vote in your communities, you know, some communities do not have to vote. I know in Madison County, the mayor and I think 7 aldermen, you don't have to vote because the mayor and the aldermen are running unopposed, and so there's no need to rock your vote because they're unimposed, so they're automatically the winner, you know. So maybe you might live in communities of that sort where you don't really have to go vote, but tomorrow will be general election, and if you're volunteering and helping out certain campaigns, independents, Democrats, or Republican, best wishes to you. I will be volunteering at the Mississippi GOP headquarters tomorrow, phone banking for them, but not before I go vote for the general election, because Lumumba, Democrat mayor candidate, is running against 3 independents, so it's still important to rock that vote, right? Right. So those of you that have not ever, that's not familiar with No Labels, No Labels is an organization I've been a part of for about a few years now, and it is an organization comprised of Republicans, independents, and Democrats. It is an amazing organization. Visit their website, like the fan page, also follow them on Twitter at No Labels. If you've never been exposed to No Labels, I'm sure if you're watching the news program, sometimes you see or you might hear a politician mention No Labels. But visit the No Labels website and sign up, because it is really an organization comprised of all of us, because we all love America and we really would like to see America cut down on the unnecessary spending and put money where money is needed, right? We all agree on that, and so that's pretty much in a nutshell what No Labels is all about. You know, get on Congress. You know, get America back to what America stands for. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I just wanted to mention that during this political time, and as a matter of fact, I need to get some of the No Labels reps on to really talk about what No Labels is all about. But visit their YouTube channel, No Labels. You will be amazed at the videos that you see also on No Labels. But again, thank you, and God bless. It's not over. And we will talk about spring cleaning after this song. Here's Austin Brown, All I Need.
I brought you back home, I'm usually alone. My mom was like, who was that? Miss, you'll be gone in a minute, but you didn't, girl, you stuck. And I'm thinking to myself, ooh, wow, that's my luck. I'm thinking I want 7 kids, a dog, a pickup truck, made for good fishing. I'm wishing all on a 40-fold that you will play Beyonce and call me Daddy Ho. You all up in my soul like a bubble on a night suit. Girl, I might wipe you. Move your decimals in your bank account, change your life too. The 4th finger on your left hand needs some ice too. All we need is some vows, a preacher, and a Bible. Oh,
Yeah, Austin Brown was Jackson native, someone who I've known for more than 20 years. David Banner, when he and I befriended one another was when he was in high school at Provine, and I was assistant manager at DJ Fashion Center for Men, and you know, consulting and spending time consulting and promoting artists, and he was named MC Vail. He and his one of his good friends were like the Fresh Prince. It was like Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, like Will Smith. It was MC Vail and DJ Rio Ice, and they comprised of the group Wisdom X. So that's a little background trivia regarding the history of David Banner. So that was David Banner also singing with Austin Brown, Rebe Jackson's son, Austin Brown. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. So tonight is the big night, huh? Yeah, we find out who will be competing with the San Antonio Spurs to be crowned the champions of the champions. So tonight is the big night, Game 7, Indiana at Miami, TNT. And then the NBA Finals, the championship, the main thing, starts on June the 6th on Thursday night. So should be a good one. Thank you, my friend in the chat room. I was delayed coming in the chat room, and one of my devoted listeners and friends in the chat room, and he always has a great time. He's across in the overseas in the Netherlands, and he always enjoys listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report, the Blog Talk Radio, as he works. And I appreciate that, those of you that listen to the show, regardless of what you're doing, working, getting ready for work, getting ready for school, in the car, jogging, exercising, whatever. It's one reason why I try to play up-tempo songs, especially on Mondays, because it's Motivating Monday, and I know it's a good time to exercise when you're listening to the show, especially on Mondays, because I do my best to play up-tempo songs, songs that you would at least get a good workout with, you know, a good workout listening to. But again, I can't stress the importance of locking your vote, or at least if you're not voting, or you are showing support for, because you might be in another state or another city, because I know I show my support for others in other cities and other states. And so, you know, just keep doing what you're doing by showing your support for your favorite politicians everywhere, right? So that's what it's all about, and I'm sure they appreciate that. But it seems like something else is on the tip of my tongue before I go on. But we're supposed to be talking about, and we will be talking about, spring cleaning. We only have about 18 more minutes of live streaming, and it would be great if some of you would call in and share some of your tips or discuss anything that we've mentioned during this broadcast. Here's Wes Ford and the Foundry. Be like you. Check them out on Reverb Nation. And also like their fan page also on Facebook. They always keep us informed regarding their shows, because they like it when people show support, and they love it when people show up for their shows also. So here's Wes Ford and the Foundry. What's up, Big D? Come on. Twitter, my Twitter feed. There's some amazing stories out there. Man, and I see where a soldier was killed in Hattiesburg at a outside a bar brawl. There was a soldier killed last week in Carthel, Mississippi, outside a nightclub. That is something. These men and women risk their lives to defend our country and then come back to the States and then to die in that manner. That is so sad. But you check out Clarence Ledger tweet, and you would see that story. I had not read it in the entirety, but let's just say it really is. Here's Chris Stahl, Beautiful Stranger.
I can't eat and sleep at night.
I like it. I like the song. I love that part. House Beautiful, 13 Spring Cleaning Tips. I love House Beautiful magazine. And they write, it's spring cleaning time. To make things a little easier, we have 13 tips that will help you keep your house in tip-top shape any time of the year. And this is from the editors of House Beautiful. Number one, they're showing a beautiful kitchen. And I've tweeted this out and posted this article. Taking care of stainless steel. To keep your stainless steel bright and clean, Adams Cammons of Amber Neal Manufacturing Corporation suggests using a light mist of wax-based aerosol spray once or twice a week. Don't put on too much. You don't want to soak the surface and make it greasy. Wipe the mist with a clean, lint-free cloth and never use oil to keep away fingerprints. Lint will stick to the oil. Also, don't use cleaners with bleach after you've put on the waxy layer or it will dry out and lose some of the luster. And finally, don't use anything abrasive, not even mild products like fog scrub or Scotch-Brite pads. You don't want to scratch or ruin the surface. So that is from House Beautiful. And then when it comes to organizing closets, organizing your closet is the first step to organizing the rest of your home. Get rid of unused clothes and accessories and organize the rest by how you get dressed in the morning and by color. Your closet will look appealing and your everyday routine will be easier. And removing stains. Number three, removing stains and odors. Ruth Travis, president of the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification, says that to remove stains and odors, blot up as much of the smelly mess as you can right away. While you're blotting the upholstery, put a plastic liner on or a garbage bag between the cushion and the fabric so you don't push the contaminants into the cushion. Then flush with cold water as you best can. Blot and flush again. Cold water doesn't set stains as much as hot water. You can also use a portable spot cleaner or wet, dry bag back. If there's still a residual odor, use a half vinegar, half water solution, and rinse again. If that doesn't work, call in the professionals. I need to get a sip of my coffee. I got a little coffee in the house. It's kind of cold, though, but better than nothing. I have some water, too, but I want some coffee. Number four, cleaning painted walls. To clean your painted walls, call Minchu, Director of Product Development at Benjamin Moore. Suggest starting with a clean cloth or sponge and water. If that doesn't work, dip the rag or sponge into water and mix with a little dishwashing liquid. The milder, the better. If the stain persists, apply a few drops of soap directly onto the wet sponge or cloth you're using. For more stubborn cases, you could apply a little soap right onto the stain. If you need to resort to a stronger product like Fantastic or Formula 409, realize they have strong solvents in them and can soften the paint surface. Make sure that whatever you do to get rid of the stain, you rinse the wall afterwards with plain water. And then there's number five, creating a different mood. For easy makeovers, designer Thomas O'Brien says, I've always collected textiles, and you can make a fast, easy change with bed and towels and table linens to create a different mood. Switch things out seasonally or for a special event or whenever you want to play with a certain color or pattern. Then there's cleaning your carpet. Keep carpets looking nice. Paul Iskian, owner of Rug Renovating, suggests taking off your shoes when you get home. But leave your socks on because walking around in bare feet leaves natural oils that attract dirt. Try to vacuum every day and use a top-load vacuum. The dirt falls inward and HEPA filters. Change the filters often so you don't blow pollutants back into the air. For less trafficked areas, you can get away with cleaning the carpets once or twice a year and every 18 months for a bedroom. For higher traffic areas, the most often you need to bring in professionals would be 3 or 4 times a year. Although once you see that your carpet's dirty, you probably should have it cleaned for health reasons. Caring for your tiles. Marty Hoffman of Hoffman Brothers Floors suggests cleaning bathroom and kitchen tiles with a cleaner that has a neutral pH on the label. You can also mix baking soda and water for a homemade cleaner. Pour a half a cup baking soda into 2 gallons of water and mix very well. pour a half a cup of baking soda to 2 gallons of water and mix very well. That's a homemade cleaner. Wow. Then apply the liquid with a string mop or sponge mop. For grout, use the same baking soda and water mixture for tough stains. Call in the pros. Number 8, removing stains from countertops. Getting rid of stains on granite can be tricky, but the key, according to kitchen designer Florence Perchuk, is to wipe stains ASAP. Always have your countertop sealed a few times as soon as it's installed. You know it's sealed properly when your water beads and forms droplets on the surface. Then have it sealed again a year later. You can poultice away rust and you remove soap scum or mildew with a solution of half cup ammonia and a gallon of water. For most coffee tissue stains, you can use a little hydrogen peroxide and water, but a few drops of ammonia. For everyday wear and tear, buff away small scratches with super fine dry steel wool called Grade 0000. For all other stains, check out the Marble Institute of America's website or call the professionals. Okay, on to number 9. Reorganize bookshelves. Sort books by size and subject. Remove and discard any ripped dust jackets unless you think they might have value. Line books, some vertically, some horizontally, in a rhythmic pattern. This will relieve the monotony of rows. Then there's number 10, care for your area rug. Costakine. We have 90 more seconds of live streaming, but I'm going to continue on for probably about another 3 to 5 minutes. We're going to complete this list of 13 tips courtesy of House Beautiful. Caring for your area rugs, full of Costakine of Restoration by Costakine, says you should clean your area rugs every 4 or 5 years or every 10 years if a rug is not walked on much. Overcleaning contributes to wear and tear. Really fine silk rugs need to be cleaned for 20 to 30 years. But treating stains at home, keep a bottle of club soda on hand. Stains caused by pets, coffee, orange soda, red wine, and anything with dye and acid base are the hardest to remove. And the key is to act quickly. Pour club soda directly onto the area. Let the soda absorb into the yarn, and the salt in the soda will neutralize the acid. Blot again and again until the residue is gone. For blood stains, you should use milk instead. And for soil and grease-based stains, mix 1 part Ivory soap detergent with 16 parts water. If you still see residue when it dries, call an expert. And then there's number 11, caring for wood floors. The keys to keeping your wood floors looking new are to avoid over-sanding using trivet to avoid water damage. Use furniture protectors to avoid scratches and damp mop once a week with a mild soap like Murphy Oil soap. Thank you for the live stream, and we'll discontinue in a couple of seconds. Thank you for listening to Motivating Monday for the Shock Entertainment Report. But I will continue with number 12 and number 13 of 13 Spring Cleaning Tips by House Beautiful. Polishing silver, that's number 12. Metal Restorer Paul Carner says to use a toothbrush and Haggerty silver foam on your silver because it's not too abrasive and it's water soluble. For really bad black tarnish, semi-chrome polish is great. He also says to never put your silver in the dishwasher and store it in an anti-tarnish cloth bag when you're not using it. Cleaning done right. Designer Joe Nye suggests you make the most out of the time you set aside clean. Clean your house, and I mean really clean it. He says polish silver, wash windows, wipe the light bulbs in your lamp. Wipe down the walls. Everything would gleam and glisten. The effect would be cathartic and make you feel like you have accomplished something. Okay, clean and done right. Again, I'm going to repeat number 13. Designer Joe Nye suggests you make the most out of the time you set aside clean. Clean your house, and I mean really clean it, he says. Polish silver, wash windows, wipe down the light bulbs in your lamp, wipe down the walls. Everything would gleam and glisten. The effect would be cathartic and making you feel like you have accomplished something. That is so true. The feeling of accomplishment. is just amazing. Just amazing, amazing. So that is from House Beautiful. I love House Beautiful magazine. Don't you? So those are some spring cleaning tips. And we'll continue talking about spring cleaning also on next Monday. But that is some good information right there from housebeautiful.com also. Awesome magazine. And I also, there's a webinar I want to tell you about presented by SBA, and you can visit SBA.gov also. And in Mississippi, for the Mississippi District, SBA.gov/Mississippi. But for your respective state, for example, put in your abbreviation for your state, okay, as I'm assuming, California, you know, so you can see what's going on locally. But nationwide, it's going to be a webinar on Wednesday that I need to tell you about. And also some other events. I believe Small Business Week also is starting next week or in 2 weeks. So it's some information that I was sent regarding that also, an interview from Small Business Administration. But I know I want to provide you with that information. So while these PSAs and a little music's playing, I'm going to retrieve that information to share with you regarding the webinar.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow, that is amazing to hear all the time. It's just amazing. I'm just preparing to read to you all. Small Business Week will begin in a couple of weeks. And I wanted to share some information regarding that and regarding those that would be representing Mississippi during the celebration. Rosetta, lending specialist, relations specialist with SBA, my friend who I met at the Mississippi Business Journal Expo a few months ago. She asked me to share the following regarding SBA honoring nation's top small businesses. 2013 Mississippi SBA Small Business Persons of the Year are Jeff Good and Dan Blumenthal of Sal and Mookie's New York Pizza and Ice Cream Joint. They will compete as a team for national honors. Okay, this news release reads from the U.S. Small Business Administration Press Office, a release on May the 31st. It reads that SBA, and you can visit sba.gov/news, SBA honors nation's top small businesses. Winners will gather in Washington during National Small Business Week. Washington, this isn't like the competition we see on today's popular entertainment television shows. No, it's far more serious competition and recognition of small businesses that create jobs, produce revenue, lift local economies, support the local infrastructure, and give back charitably to the communities where they live and work. It's about the business of America. Small Business Person of the Year winners from 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, U.S., Virgin Islands, and Guam will converge on Washington, D.C. from June 21st, when one of them will be selected as the National Small Business Person of the Year during the U.S. Small Business Administration's National Small Business Week, June 16th through the 21st. While in D.C., the winners will have opportunities to meet with top administration officials and national business leaders. Leading up to the Washington, D.C. event, there are regional events that week in Seattle, Dallas, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh, designed to help small businesses start, grow, and succeed. The participating state small business winners represent a broad range of business products, services, and innovations, including helicopter pilot school in Arizona, a native foods restaurant in Guam, a pet resort in Illinois, a tool and die company in Massachusetts, a structural steel contractor in California, and 49 others from across the country. Events on the schedule will be available for viewing virtually through SBA's free live webcasting, which will be accessible at sba.gov/smallbusinessweek. Interested parties can register online at the same site, where additional information updated weekly is available regarding registration, award ceremonies, small business forums, and educational and matchmaking sections. Those wish to attend events can register online in D.C., the events in Seattle, in Dallas, in St. Louis, and in Pittsburgh. There are links for you to sign up. And SBA honors nation's top small businesses. Every year since 1963, the U.S. Small Business Administration takes the opportunity to highlight through National Small Business Week the impact of outstanding entrepreneurs, small business owners, and others from all 50 states and U.S. territories. This year's events will be held June 21st in Seattle, Dallas, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C., offering tips, tools, and training for small businesses to start, succeed, and grow. In addition to in-person events, small business owners, can participate in online-only panel discussions on hot topics like social media and business finance starting daily at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All events in person and online will be streamed live on sba.gov. That's cool. So those of us that aren't actually in D.C. and actually in Seattle, Dallas, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. can virtually be there because it will be streamed live at sba.gov/smallbusinessweek. Also visit the site for a full schedule of events and additional information. The event hashtag is SBW2013. And there is a list of each state winners, and I announced to you all the state winner of Mississippi. So that is amazing. So best wishes to our state winners. And regarding the webinar, because my next broadcast will be Wednesday, and you probably want to register, even I want to register, but Rosetta asked me to share the following regarding SBA and W20 Group present social media webinar on identifying and connecting with your influencers for small business. And this is from the press office. And remember to follow SBA at Twitter, Facebook, and their blogs. Okay, SBA and W20 Group present social media webinar webinar on identifying and connecting with your influencers for small business. The U.S. Small Business Administration and the W20 Group, a cluster of digital communications companies, will present identifying and connecting with your influencers. The fourth topic in the five-topic social media webinar series. The webinar will help small business owners learn how to engage with people who can influence their online reputation and gain value through social media tools. Word of mouth is becoming increasingly more important in driving purchases. Consumers care about what other consumers think. Yes, they do. And many of you know I'm a mystery shopper. So, you know, my background, I was born a salesperson. I love selling people, things, ideas, places. I love to promote. I love to sell. I was a born salesperson, formerly trained. But, you know, I have my experience in retail and direct selling. But then I thought, those of you that know, I can tell you that much. I'm a mystery shopper. I'm not always mystery shopping. So it is important. It's important what consumers think. Other consumers like to know what other consumers think. And being a mystery shopper, obviously, the parent companies, the home offices, the headquarters, they like to know what's going on also because it's a world of competition out there. Word of mouth is becoming increasingly more important in driving purchases. Consumers care about what other consumers think, so they spend more time researching products and services online. Influencers who have the widest reach have the potential to sway their community. Research has shown that 65% of top U.S. brands reported participating in influencer marketing. The Identifying and Connecting with Your Influencers social media webinar for small businesses will be held on June the 5th at 1 p.m. And you can register. Visit sba.gov. I'll share the information with you. To visit for the webinar, visit https, you know, semicolon, the colon, right? / attendee dot go to webinar. Or really, you can just go to webinar and find out. .com/register/. Now, this is what's important. Jot down the numbers that you need to key in. 502-334-3024-1823-24736. I'll repeat. After registering, / 502-334-3024-1823-24736. All right, I'll do my best to post the information for you, and you can visit the website and get the information also, but I'm going to share this with you all. The webinar will cover understanding the importance of influencers, finding the right tools and methodologies to identify your influencers, learning some basic techniques for engaging your key influencers, and focusing on growing your future influencers. The what question is identifying and connecting with your influencers. Wednesday, June the 5th, 1 p.m. to 2 Eastern Standard Time, so that's going to be 12 to 1 my time because I'm on Southern. Space is limited, so it's important to register now. So I'm going to register as soon as the show is over. The maximum threshold for this webinar is 1,000 participants. If you're unable to participate, a link to the webinar will be furnished at a later date. The topic for the final webinar in the social media webinar series is getting started with mobile and location-based marketing. Now, that's a good one. And that's going to be on June 26th. And the editors know there's a captioned version of this webinar, NAR, will be available in 2 weeks at sba.gov/social media. So check that out. But visit sba.gov, Mississippi, those of you in Mississippi, or those of you that do business, are interested in doing business with Mississippi. But that webinar, if I'm not mistaken, that webinar is national and check it out for real. Cause I'm going to register. That seems very interesting, and it seems like we will learn a lot from identifying the connecting to influencers. And then the next one is scheduled for June 26th at 1 p.m. And have more news to share with you all, but that's what's immediate right now regarding SBA.gov events and information that Rosetta Harris, under Relations Specialist with the U.S. Small Business Administration, Mississippi District Office, want me to share it with you all. And you can call her at 601-965-6000. 4378, extension 18. And I'm looking forward to her being a guest also in the near future to provide us with a lot of information. She is an amazing person. The people at SBA, and I'm sure at all the offices nationwide, are just amazing, because that's the purpose of the SBA.gov, is to be there for us, you know. And so why not? So you all, you know, let's learn as much as we can and do business. And they definitely promote us doing, you know, the world is small now with the Internet, so international business and educating us on not just doing business properly locally and statewide, but, you know, the SBA is all about federal. So of course, it's international. But it's not just about being local, which is important, and being statewide and national, but opening up our markets internationally. Because I know many of us are surprised at the those that we attract internationally, right? But again, that is some information that I could not delay sharing with you all. And I'm so grateful that she shares this information with me to get out to the public and to the listening audience. So you guys make good use of it, okay? Because I know I definitely am, and I've been enjoying attending the workshops and the seminars the past couple months. Also, I have learned so much. We cannot be all Mr. and Ms. Know-it-all. We do not know it all, not at all. And so it's amazing. And, you know, I want to thank the president also for really signing the different acts and agreements and initiatives the past couple of years also regarding small businesses. But, again, thank you all for tuning in, and we'll continue talking about spring cleaning next Monday. You might hear my voice one more time before the end of broadcast. Sorry, that my apologies for postponing the scheduled time to 6:30, but I had to make sure everything was working properly, and then we still had a little technical difficulty, but we got back on track, right? So that's a good thing. So stay motivated, and yes, I am exercising, and I need to work, get back doing my DVDs, you know, from the book, the Women's Health Big Book of 5-Minute Workouts. And don't you all forget about the book that I love so much by Michelle Stanton, Walk Off Weight, the book and journal, also from the Fitness Director of Prevention. And there's other books also we need to talk about in the near future, like some of the most popular new health and fitness books and books that are really hot this summer, right? And what are some of the things that you're doing this, for spring and summer? Are you? I've listened to Ryan Seacrest. I listen to On Air with Ryan often. I'm probably going to tune into him after the show goes, as I start broadcasting here. And I know Friday he's talking about he was going to go biking and things. So what are some of the things that you love to do? Get on your bike, go walking, jogging. Also this week in Mississippi, I guess it's nationwide, I guess it's Fishing Week everywhere. People that don't have license have been able to fish for free. And so, I mean, what do you do for recreation and exercise? Play tennis or just like to have fun, you know, doing certain things. Just doing yard work. Like, I like doing yard work. And I need to get me a bike because I do like biking. And that sure definitely will whittle my weight. Because my target areas now, I'm dropping the pounds. I'm dropping that baggage. But my target areas right now, that back, my belly, and those thighs. Those are my targets. I am out to get them with vengeance. Get that back, get my belly, and get my thighs. Got to get them right, most definitely. So, again, here's another PSA, and you'll hear a couple more tunes, and I'll probably say a few more words before concluding the broadcast.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels, and it produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from the raw where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow. I'm looking at a story from the Hollywood Gossip. I mean, I really don't believe in gossip, but I like the Hollywood Gossip, Hollywood Life. Kim Kardashian baby gender, what is it? I mean, when I'm saying gossip, I like the Hollywood Gossip, but I was just saying gossip and you preferred more news, right, or facts. Kim Kardashian baby gender, what is it? By somebody whose pen name is Hilton Hader. The water may still be intact, but the news broke on last night, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, season 8 premiere. Are Kim and Kanye West having a boy or a girl? And the answer was revealed early. I don't see any pee-pees, Dr. Crane said at his client's visit. I'm thinking it's a girl. Oh, my gosh, what's the percentage, replied Kim. Up on being told it was 99%, Kim gushed. I am so excited to have a girl. Who doesn't want a girl? Kardashian then added that boyfriend was not actually at the ultrasound. He's always wanted a girl. And she pondered whether her daughter would be musical and concluded, I just can't wait to see what she's going to talk like and look like. I'm so excited about the joy she's going to bring into our lives. So let the prediction begin. What would Kim Kardashian name her little girl? I mean, all the talk shows are always trying to figure out what the baby will name will be and what the baby will look like. But that right there is something I had just received an email from the Hollywood Gossip. They have pretty neat stories, and I've been seeing on the news overnight. Have you all heard the reasons that Michael Douglas said that he got cancer? Wow. I mean, wow. We'll talk about that on Wednesday on Matters of the Heart. That is definitely an adult conversation, but they've been talking about it on the media, on ABC News, and Hollywood Gossip has an article also about how did Michael Douglas, he knows how he caught throat cancer, and it had something to do with his sex life before he got married to Catherine. So, wow, we're definitely going to talk about that on Wednesday. But on Wednesday, we're talking about the lead subject is how do you know he or she is the one, or how did you know that the one that is the one that you're with now, how did you know that person was the one? So please call in and share your story or share tips of how. If you feeling well, I know this person is the one. Please share with us how you know that person is the one. You know, I mean, inquiring minds want to know. But we're going to talk about that, and I've already started posting articles and stories regarding that subject matter, also of how to know if that person is the one. And then also I posted an article from eHarmony, Are You Ready for a Relationship? You know, because knowing that that person is the one, I mean, you must also know that you're ready or not for a relationship also. Because, I mean, even if you're not ready, if that person is the one, I guess that's how people work out things, right? So a very great story. So even though today's show is more comedy style, looking forward to Wednesday's show being more interactive with full conversations in the chat room and also phone calls on Wednesday. But, again, this is Motivating Monday. And, again, I thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And remember, check out all the archive shows. Every show that's ever been broadcasted from March 21st, 2011 is right here at Blog Talk Radio. So my this is 24/7. When we're not broadcasting live, you can still check out all shows. You definitely can. And a big shout out to the entire Blog Talk Radio community and the staffers also, and, of course, the listening audience and advertisers. God bless and thank you so much. Here's, we'll close out with Gum Style. By side of Tim is Mad Troll Mix.
I'm thinking life is nothing but trouble. Oh, when you slip and fall, all you do is call. I'll be there to catch you, girl. Don't wanna burst your bubble. I'm thinking life is nothing but trouble. Oh, when you slip and fall, all you do is call. I'll be there to catch you, girl. To the offspring, do the right thing. Love underneath your wing. Life vibration bright, reaching them to new heights. That stood to me part. There is a nation, good vibration, to that one of God.
Protection, guidance and direction.
Wrong in the word.
Protection, make the right selection.
What the word means.
Protection.
By Dread Days Protection. Check it out. Again, thank you for listening to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you. You are definitely appreciated. Remember to visit mymorkstore.com, also / Bethany Williams, to check out all that's hot for summertime. Mark is an Avon brand, and also support the Empowerment by Mark Foundation also. Which is an initiative to end dating and partner violence. And one reason why I share a lot of relationship articles on my Mark page at Beth Mark Girl Rep is because how important it is to Mark, to the Mark community, to just wipe out dating and partner abuse within our community. But again, thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And also visit KaraMS.org, one of Jackson's non-kill animal shelters where I volunteer, and check out their website. There are many events coming up. There's an event on Saturday at Great Scott Fashion Retail Store on Old Kent Road here in Jackson, Mississippi, and many other events happening. So visit carolms.org. If you're looking for a pet or if you want to make a donation or would like to support one of the fun events, visit carolmississippi.org, carams.org, and on Twitter, CARA Shelter, okay, spelled correctly. So, again, thank you and a big shout-out to Matthew Holmes, one of the co-chairs of Carol, and to all the other board members and fellow volunteers and, of course, all the animals and animal lovers out there. Big shout-out. And shout-out to all the non-kill animal shelters in the city of Jackson, animal shelters. A big shout-out to animal lovers and those who advocate for animal rights. It's been a sad story here in local news regarding someone shot a horse in the eye a few weeks ago, and they said that they probably going to have to euthanize this horse. The horse hadn't done anything to know anybody, and it's so sad. So they're, like, looking for whoever shot this horse. So I talk about that story also this week during live broadcast of Cut the Shark Entertainment Report. Hate to share sad news, but, again, be motivated and share love, and let's do our best. Those of us who feel like frowning, let's do it. I don't feel like frowning right now, but I know there are those of us that do. But Grumpy Cat, you all hear about Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat, whose real name I hear is Tartar Sauce, she just signed a movie deal. So looking frowny and grumpy can get you a movie deal, apparently. But again, do your best to put on a happy face if you're not feeling so hot. Okay, and those of us that do feel okay are trying to feel better by spread love and happiness and smiles. Smiles are contagious, just like yarns. Okay, well, thank you, and God bless, and your support is definitely appreciated. You've been listening to Motivate Monday, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.